Welcome to another episode on the Thirsty Sisters TTS. I am Sylvia, and today I'm wearing a Sailor Jupiter shirt. I'm very proud of it because when I was young, I watched Sailor Moon.
I'm Mina, and today I drink coconut water because I'm going for my second jab.
Right.
Yes.
So I think a lot of us have our second jab ready, and like we are already enjoying the going out, and then Nina is being really FOMO. That is why she booked her second jab.
That is right. And for the ASMR sound of the day, is very closely related to what we are going to talk about.
Oh, yes.
Are you ready?
Ah, my hair.
Basically, if you are listening, this is a red flag and I'm waving it.
Yes.
Yes.
Because, okay, today we're actually going to be tackling this topic called number one red flag in all relationships, okay?
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun. Cheating.
Why you laugh at this?
Why you laugh at this? I think the reason why we're doing cheating is because I think, you know, we recently did the KTV episode. And I honestly thought Siu Lian's story was like a rare case.
Apparently not.
Apparently after she said that story, right, every comment that came in, or even like last night where we just asked, hey, y'all get any cheating story? Like all of you flooding our pages with like stories of, you know, getting cheated on, that's your right. friend cheating, or even you cheating, you also tell us,
correct.
Which we really appreciate all points of view.
Yes, and this is such a common thing nowadays. Like if you think about it, it's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
So I guess it's about time that we talk about it.
Yeah. So cheating in essence just means, you know, infidelity.
You have moral issues.
Yeah, like towards your partner, you're not loyal in certain ways. Mm. So it's classified in many ways. There's like emotional cheating. There's like physical cheating. Mm. And then there's like cyber cheating and all sorts of cheating, right? Mm. But what we are going to do now,
we are going to do an exercise.
We're going to do an exercise with you and ourselves.
Mm.
So I realized when we were talking about this topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's boundaries of what is cheating is actually completely different.
That is right. That is right.
Right? Yeah. Like to some people, more ta tui. Touch ties.
Touch the big ties is considered cheating.
Yeah, and some people is like, no, not at all.
And then some people is like, you like Instagram picture, you cheating.
Yeah.
Right?
And some people is like, can do a lot more, right? So we're going to run through a series of questions just to see, okay, whether both of us are aligned, whether that's cheating or not in the first place. And also you who are listening in on Spotify or Apple or watching on YouTube, right? You also do this exercise, okay? And you can just answer into the thin air, yes.
I'm like really excited to find out whether we think the same way or not.
Okay,
because
okay.
Our perception is very different.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So first one, okay? Mm. Is watching porn without your partner cheating? In 3, 2, 1.
No.
No.
Why would people consider this as cheating?
God.
Why?
Okay, I've heard stories before that my girlfriend, like when she does that and her boyfriend caught once, I think he was like, okay, he didn't say it's cheating or anything, but basically he blackfaced her for like the whole week, that kind of vibe.
Okay, I can understand that part in a sense whereby if let's say your partner is not giving you any physical intimacy, then, you know, you watch porn and your partner is upset with you or what. Like, I can understand that part. But I'm not saying that this equates to cheating.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
okay,
why
okay.
I said no.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Next one. Texting a friend of the opposite gender daily. Is that cheating or not?
3, 2, 1. No.
No.
You hesitated.
I hesitated.
Why?
Because I think texting, it is, how to say, it's quite intimate. No, really.
Oh dear,
there we go. Okay, this is where we differ. No, I think texting is quite intimate because you engage in somebody, not physically, but intellectually, right? Like you text me, I have to use my brain to think to reply you, ma. Then if you every day is engaging my brain, technically you are in my life.
Right.
Even if I don't see you physically, you know? So like, I was thinking like, why do I not classify it as cheating? It's because, for example, I think in my life, like I would text a few guys very daily because that I work with them on a daily basis. I want that kind of thing. So I think, okay, actually can one.
Well, I guess it's also depending on the context also. So if let's say you know that this person like you and you still text daily, then that one is cheating.
Correct.
But I mean, like if you're just saying here plainly, texting a friend of the opposite gender, right? It's not. Because I just imagine myself texting Aiken daily, for example.
No, but that's the thing. Aiken is our colleague.
Yeah, but the things I text him is not work related.
Okay, would you have a male best friend that you text daily? Do you have something like that?
On a very frequent basis, yes lah, I do.
Alright. Yeah. Okay, so I would like to say also, you know, I also used to have a male best friend,
yeah,
I used to text daily right?
Yeah.
So at that time, right, it was considered cheating.
Oh.
Not for me, but for, you know.
Your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had to stop talking to my best friend.
Right.
So that's why I was very hesitant on this question.
Right.
Because I have an experience before where my ex-partner felt that it was cheating on, then I had to break off that relationship
actually,
with my best
speaking
friend.
Speaking of that, right, I have a few partners previously, right, who were very against the idea of me just casually texting guys. I'm not even talking about like, hey, what are you doing today? It's not, no. It's like texting about work or texting about other things. That's also considered cheating. So I think that's why I'm saying that this is not considered cheating.
Right, but would you feel comfortable if your boyfriend also everyday texts this girl?
Yeah, the previous guy that I dated, right, he not only texts girls, he also like go and have meals with them, but I'm absolutely fine with that because that means that I can also do that because
sorry
before that's hilarious before y'all get crazy because in my circle, right, oh my god, in my circle there's a lot of guys, especially my car group, like my car gang, right, mostly are guys ma. So to have it on an equal level, then you go and hang out with your girls, I'll hang out with my boys lor.
Yeah. Right.
Then you have nothing against me ma, right, so do it. Yeah.
Wow, very skanky kind of friendship.
Is that why the relationship failed?
maybe.
I don't know.
Okay. I think quite grey on this one, actually.
Yeah. Depending on the context, lah. Let's talk. I think it really depends on the context.
Next one. Do you consider it cheating if your partner share a room with a colleague of a different gender during their business trip?
Well, if it's strictly business.
In 3, 2, 1, no.
Yes.
Why?
Because if it's a business trip, right, it simply means that the company should give you all different accommodation.
That is true, lah.
Yeah, so if you all bunk together, means that you all got the intention to do something. So I will take it as a cheating case. Because your company is supposed to cover what? How can they let a boy and a girl stay in the room together?
That is also true.
Yeah, so I feel that this statement is trying to trick me, but I'm not going to fall into it.
No, that said, I truly agree that companies should always allow for separate rooms, right? And if your husband or your wife is coming to you and saying, oh, because the company no budget, you need to suspect a bit.
Yeah, don't go. Then you don't go, lo. No budget, then they don't pay you, don't go.
No, it's true. Because right? I think it's mandatory. Right?
Yeah.
But for me is I feel like if your company is in such hard times because pandemic and all and you need to do the business trip, right? I mean, and then you are there to help the company to go and do a business, right?
Yeah.
Then I think as a partner, know that your partner's in a company that's on hard times. So be a bit more accommodating and just like root for them to close the deal so that the company will do better and then next time can have separate rooms.
I would advise my partner, like, if the company is struggling so much, right, just quit and then find another job. You know, don't struggle. Don't struggle that way. You're just an employer, an employee, right? Don't need one. Don't need to put yourself through this.
Yeah. Okay, what if, the colleague, right, is really not your partner's type.
Not my partner's type.
Really not. Like, just cannot, for example, okay? Let's say.
Okay, I'm listening.
He's 30, right? She's bunking with this like 68-year-old manager auntie.
I will say, remember to bring shower cap. Old people don't like to wash hair. Okay lah. I mean, honestly, if that's the case, then I'm okay. Because even if anything happened, right, then I don't want to be part of the equation already because it's not my vibe anymore.
Okay, so if she's like an old auntie, can nah?
Can.
Okay, then what if she's the secretary?
Then cannot. Secretary all is... I mean, when I watch show, I'm not trying to stereotype. Oh, the secretary is your son. So I think, like, based on my very surface level knowledge, cannot.
Oh my god. Okay. So most likely, okay, if you have a Nina as your girlfriend, right?
Oh.
Right, if you tell her this time is a company trip, but it happens to be Susan, who's 68 with 3 grandchildren, she's going to say okay.
Yeah. And I think, okay, the only one time that I will say okay, like if I really have some doubts, but you die, that company is dying, then you have to go and stuff like that, right? The only time I will say okay is... maybe like when you are back at the hotel, you at least FaceTime me or like introduce me to the colleague first. Then I will see the vibe because my women's sixth sense is very strong. So I will know whether she got intentions or not. Unless she's a very good actress, but I don't think so because I'm a better one.
Babe, No, that is absolutely true.
Huh?
Go and know that person first.
Yes.
If you are so suspicious, right?
Correct.
And then go and figure out the vibe. Because, yes. Yeah, I trust your sister. Sixth sense is there.
Yeah.
And if you really feel uncomfortable after you meet him and the colleague, then I think you have the right to say no
exactly.
as a partner.
Yeah.
But if it feels okay, then it's most likely going to be yeah. okay. Next one.
Mm.
Hang out with a friend of the opposite gender one-on-one.
Where y'all going first?
They have a whole day of activities lined up.
What kind of activities is it?
Activities all from eating to going out to whatever lah.
Why I cannot be a part of it?
No lah, kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm just trying to be like difficult.
Yeah.
You are just difficult.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So would that be considered cheating? Okay.
Mm, okay. Wow, is it that hard or not that you are saying?
Yeah, it's very hard.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say my answer.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
No.
Yes. Jialat.
No. So for example,
yes,
they just go cycling around Singapore.
Mm.
Then after that, they just stop at like Satay by the Bay to eat satay.
Mm.
Then after that, then they cycle home.
你要死！你去吃什么satay？
他们在 bicycle 上面, what can they do?
I don't care.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Hey, I get angry on it.
Oh my God, you look very angry. You're actually red. Eh.
Okay, like imagining
like imagine Mandy.
Because I know I'm somebody who don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Right, and you should know your partner also. Like, is he somebody with a lot of free time or not? Right. I think it matters is that in like your schedule wise, like why is he fitting somebody, you know, in his precious schedule? That would be my question. And then my question would be like, is it an activity that you have declined? For example, like Mandy always hang out with, you know, my brothers.
Yeah.
For instance, right. I'm not going to be jealous simply because my brothers. That's one thing. But another thing is they are playing a sports which I detest.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like, even if they invite me, I'll say no.
Mm.
You know, so go for it. But like, you're saying cycling, which is something like, I wouldn't mind trying. Like, I don't think I love it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't mind trying if you invite me. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Then I'll be like, then why aren't you inviting me to try something new together? Unless you're what? You competitive cycling now, is it? That you need to that particular friend?
Okay, what if, right, this... What if this activity, okay, has been their routine before he even met you? So like they've been doing it all along, ma, right? Mm. Before he met you.
Right, I get it.
Yeah.
So you can do the cycling.
Uh-huh.
But I want to wait at Saturday by the bay.
To eat Saturday.
Then y'all come, I'll be like, yeah!
What?
What?
Hey, I'm very stressed that, okay, I'm just putting myself in, let's say, in your partner's shoes, right?
Why?
Like, if I just want to, like, get away from you for a day, for example. So, like, I just want to, like, hang out with my friend, do, like, brainless stuff, like, cycling and eat satay. Then, like, you're still waiting at the satay there for me.
But I want to participate in that one.
What, headache, ah? This one? How, like that?
No, man.
Okay, I'll ask you this question.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Let me just try and... understand on a friend level. For example.
Yes.
Just imagine our friendship now, but I'm a guy lah.
Okay.
So one day, we go and do activities together.
Mm.
Da, 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 da. Then after that, right, like out of nowhere, then your partner come also. I also feel like shit eh. You know, like I put myself in that perspective either way. Even if let's say my partner suddenly appear there, right, then I'll be like why I can't just have a day alone to myself with my friend?
Correct. Okay, I think it's like, okay, that's the thing, right? I always bring Mandy to join y'all.
But doesn't mean he don't need his own space, you know, sis.
And like when he hang out with his friends, he also go himself, you know what I mean? But it's like, if you're in a committed relationship, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you're going to behave exactly like you're single, then why are you in a relationship? That's my question,
right.
You know? If you're going to behave as if you're single and still do your single activities,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Right.
Then you're in a relationship for what?
Mm.
If me and my best friend, right? Mm. We have a whole activity lineup, right? Let's be real. My best friend, right? He will say one, hey, your boyfriend liked the food, right? Then how about dinner? Right? We invite him to come along.
Right.
Because I would imagine my friend would want him to join for certain things one.
Right.
Because it's like that kind of vibe. Because if that person is a good friend to you,
mm-hmm,
he won't tell you to abandon your boyfriend also.
Right.
You know, he'll be like, hey, I know lah, he cannot swim ah. But after we swim finish, maybe we go hang out at a place that he also can join.
Yeah.
Then all of us can hang out.
Right.
Because I'm so used to this kind of vibe, you know, where my friends would want, you know, my partner to join. If your friend is so like, oh, anti your partner, and then, you know, don't even put in any effort to ask them to join, then my question would be, then isn't that relationship a bit like sus?
I think for me, it's just like, as in a relationship, I need a lot of personal space. Mm. And at the very same time, I also have a lot of opposite gender friends. Mm. So for me, this is absolutely fine, provided like I know who and where lah, then I think I'm okay lah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, guys, I want to hear your thoughts, okay? This is so exciting. Okay, next one. Putting your hands around the waist of a friend of the opposite gender during photo taking.
Only during photo taking. Mm. Ah.
Okay, in 3, 2, 1.
No. No. It's normal what?
Correct.
But okay, I got a story to share.
Oh my god, what?
It's my ex-boyfriend basically.
I wanted to like
You wanted to be discreet.
Yeah, I wanted to be discreet, but it's very hard for me to say. So I drive Mini Cooper, right? So I have like a Mini Cooper gang of friends. Mm. One day, like me and my friend park our car side by side. And then somebody else, that was a third party, take a photo for us with our car star. Because so happened, we drive the same kind. Then my friend put his hand over my shoulder. And then it was just a picture of like, you know, just happy picture, right? And my ex-boyfriend got very angry about it. Like, very angry about it, you know.
Ooh.
He's like, why he touch you? But it was over the shoulder. And I still have the picture in my phone. Because I was a bit traumatized by that after.
But what were you traumatized by? By your boyfriend being so angry?
Yeah, by the reaction of it, lor.
Right.
I know that there might be some context because there were a lot of trust issues in that relationship, lah. But that was a bit, like, scary. Because I think to myself, even with so much issues in the relationship, right? Mm. When he take picture with girls or whatever, or hug girls or what, I never had that kind of... I don't feel the same way that he did.
I know what you mean. Mm. And I think it's something that all of us need to consider, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, if I'm okay with it, doesn't mean he will be okay with the same thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And sometimes I think problems come up when we mismanage this expectation. Like, you know, it's the same way you say, if you do it, it's okay. What? But what if, you know, if you do it, it's really not okay for him. Then
right.
I think these two persons have to sit down and really talk about, because it doesn't mean there's one standard applies to both persons.
That's a very good perspective.
Okay. Yeah.
So you say what?
I say no.
Also,
no.
Huh?
Yeah,
okay.
No, because I always like
to touch people's waist.
No lah, I never touch people.
Let people touch your waist.
No. I mean, like, when the question happened, I immediately imagine if we take a photo where I touch Aiken, then I was like, yo.
Right.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, actually it's very common lah. I think like these are fine. Like photo taking is fine.
Yeah, and I remember one time when we go diving, right? Because we are doing like this, right? The waist. I remember he was very fat. Yeah, like me and my brother and him in the suit. Then I was like, yo, muffin top under the suit. Oh.
Yeah, okay. I think this is fine lah. But I think I will have a problem. I will have a problem if, let's say my boyfriend touched the girl's waist, never mind, but her boobs touch her body, then I think I have a problem already.
Right.
Yeah, like if like they are like sticking to each other, like their bodies are like in a way sticking to each other, then I'll have a problem.
Right.
Yeah,
like if his arm is on her tits, then cannot lah.
Cannot. Then if like her hand is almost touching the cuckoo, but cannot also.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to have some spatial awareness.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like this immediate the rectangle cannot.
Private part is the no-no square.
Okay. Yeah. The no-no square is here.
Yeah, the no-no square is here.
Okay. Yeah. Everything else is okay.
Everything else is okay.
Okay. Next one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think it's cheating, okay, if you watch a movie in a couple seat with a friend of the opposite gender?
Couple seat is the one without the armrest.
Yeah, or like those platinum one at Eagle Wings, whereby like just two by two, that kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. In 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
No.
Why you laugh?
Because
I just think to myself,
yeah,
if I put myself in that scenario, what kind of things I will do, then I will be like, cannot.
Oh my god, you're such a skanky little skank.
Because our couple seat actually more expensive also, right?
Yeah, it is.
So why would you go out of the way to book a couple seat when it's more expensive? Right? And usually couple seats are the one that get snacked up the fastest, ma.
Mm-hmm.
So if let's say, right, you all tell me, say you're going to watch movie and then there's only couple seats that's left, I might not believe.
Right.
Yeah. Why you want to pay more to sit with a friend? Honestly, if really no seat, y'all both sit like far from each other, it's okay, ma. Cause you're a friend, ma. Right? Just buy single seat.
You sit that corner. I sit that corner. See you later at the outside the toilet.
Doesn't matter whether we sit side by side cause we are friends, what?
Oh, no.
Right? So I tell you, couple seat, y'all think it's easy but it's actually very dangerous. The more y'all think about it, right, the more it's highly likely, right? That's my theory.
Come on, Lina.
I think too
much overthink.
No, trust issues.
I think the amazing thing is, right, the Sea Sisters viewers, right, they grew up with us like that. They know how different we are, and now they know exactly how different is Nina.
But you all get my point, right? I mean, in a way, like logically.
Oh, logically, I would totally sit on a couple seat, no matter.
Because the space bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
And I cannot.
So you will sit couple seat with Aiken?
Yeah, I would.
I wouldn't. Eh.
I would rather that than he sit at the corner. I think my popcorn look the other corner. Then the people are going to think I'm a loser watching alone. And then after that, the show, I have to make a big show that I didn't come along. Aiken, how's the show? Then I have to shout very loud. Just so people think that I didn't come to the cinema alone. No thanks. No.
Yeah, you care about that more than okay.
You know, I like to discuss a bit the movie.
Well, thank God I better not watch movie. You're lucky we haven't watched movie together yet. People who talk to me at the movies are the death of me. Please. Oh my God, I'm so glad we have never watched the movie together.
Why? Maybe that's why a couple seat helps. Like your friends don't want to talk to you, but you are so new. It's like
so it meant sweet. So if Mandy go and sit couple seat with a hot girl in a cinema,
yes,
you are okay with that.
Yeah, I think technically lah.
You're so weird. He cannot go cycling, but he can sit at the cinema side by side in a dark, dark
place. Okay,
because
I know how he behaves in the cinema. He talks more than me. Then I always tell him because I'm already quite noisy. But he thought I would say, bro, I'm literally watching the same damn thing. Like, I cannot enter this discussion now. So no matter how hot is that girl, right?
Oh, he focused on the movie.
Yes. He's like very like that one. Yeah.
Okay.
So I know his behavior. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean the girl won't touch him. I'm just telling you first.
Oh my God, the paranoia is high here in the room. It's sure, babe. Sure.
I've been through a lot in my life, guys. You have no idea.
Seems like cinema is a trigger for you. Dear God. Okay, next one. Would you think it's cheating, okay, if your partner follow a lot and like photos of chobos or shuigers on IG?
3, 2, 1, no.
No.
What the hell? Like... Okay, I cannot say like that because I know there are some people who are triggered. Like some people because of the context of the relationship, whatever. But for me, no, because I also like a lot of hot guys pictures and videos.
Hey, you need to stop this. No,
that's the thing. I always believe in this thing. If I want the person to respect me in that way, we have to be able to say, if you do it, I also can do it. We need to have the understanding first. Then it's fair, ma. Right? So nobody is disgruntled. There's no resentment, ma. Right? Like, honestly, if today you tell me, I with this man of my dreams, but he tell me, say, you can never, never look at Daniel Ricciardo's Instagram ever or like his picture or watch F1, right? I will tell him, you go and sit down in the corner by yourself. Right.
I think for me, okay, things like IG and what, right? I think on IG, for me myself, right, I just follow accounts that interest me in life, right? So I think like if these are his interests, then so be it. I mean, like, to be honest, I'm a bit suspect lah. His interest is only this shallow. I mean, that part is a bit suspect. Like, bro, you gotta follow a bit more like better accounts here.
Right.
But if that for a start, you know, that's what he likes, then okay lor.
I feel that as long as it's just liking, it's fine. Because like, we are talking about Instagram solely here. But the problem is that sometimes when you walk on the streets, got handsome guy or pretty girl, you will also look. It's like you are liking them in your head already, ma.
Right.
So I think it depends on the context. Unless he always like already, then he go and DM and say, hey babe, okay, hot. Then that will be a problem.
Correct.
Or he comment and be like, ooh, your ass, you know, like, then that will be a problem.
So if he comment,
problem.
Oh, it's cheating.
I mean,
it's still the same account. Okay, so now we add one more layer. Would you consider cheating if he not only just follow this account, but every day he drop a comment which would be inappropriate in real life? For example, your ass is hot, babe.
Is the girl in Singapore?
You're thinking about accessibility here.
Yeah, so. I'm just thinking about, will they be able to like meet and check the ass out?
Doesn't matter.
Okay,
do you think that's cheating?
I think in a way that's cheating. Like very disrespectfully, like cheating in a way.
Right, because in a public space, you are like saying these kind of lewd things, is it?
And then like, what if my friends or my family see that you are such a person with disgusting comments?
You can imagine, right? Then your 大姑妈 at Chinese New Year will say, 你的 boyfriend 每天 follow 那个女孩子
她的屁股很美 Yeah, I think on that level, then I will think that it's in a way like cheating. Yeah.
It's damn funny, I can't take it.
I'm damn triggered today. I feel like this topic, because I've really been through a lot. So like, so triggering.
Okay. I'm done. Yeah, okay. And next one. Uh-huh. Do you think it's cheating if he downloads and swipes Tinder, mm-hmm. but when you see it, he tells you it's for fun? In 3, 2, 1, yes.
Hey, hello. Oh my gosh, she's so triggered.
Very brand triggered. Jam.
I'm just trying to put scenarios in my head. Mm. Okay, cheating lah, yes lah.
Right.
Yes, yes, okay, yes, okay, yes, okay. Yes, yes.
What took so long for you to get over?
Well, I think I understand that there's this portion of people who are curious about what it's like. Mm. So I'm just thinking for this curious people, like for example, they've been with their first partner for the longest time, then their friends suddenly say, hey, you know, I know this person on Tinder, but they have never had that experience before. Mm-hmm. So they literally really like just trying to see, you know, for fun and stuff. I can understand that. But we're talking about this day and age, right? But everybody will probably know what Tinder is about. Then I would say no lah. Yeah, that's why I was just thinking like in different contexts only.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's still cheating, right?
Cheating lah, cheating lah.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Cause like even in your first context, right? I would say if you want to find out, sure, right? But you gotta make it known to your partner first. Like, hey, right. I'm going on Tinder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, like you swipe a guy, then you be allow you come and see this guy swiping back.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
that is a different context altogether. Mm-hmm. But to be honest though, I think I know a lot of people who are in relationship and is still on Tinder.
Oh, you have no idea. So
a
many.
Lot, right?
Yeah, and, even the married ones as
right?
well.
And
yeah.
I honestly find it very disturbing for myself.
Yeah.
Right. I really cannot get over it.
Yeah.
And this is something that I want to hear your thoughts on. Because I honestly feel that if you're in a committed relationship, you shouldn't even be looking out for options.
I have this story to share.
Oh.
So one person that I know, let's call her
Coconut.
Coconut. So Coconut met this guy many, many years back on Tinder. So she met him, you know, she's in love with him, da-da-da-da-da. Only after later, she realized that he is married with kids lah, with kids. But the problem is why he was on Tinder is because the marriage is shit ready and the wife like ran away leaving the kids behind with him. But the story very interestingly panned out to they got married after law. Wow, I have so many stories about like Tinder and online dating that I find it very hard to like tell whether it is cheating or not. There's too many like stories revolving online dating in my life. It's very hard for me to determine what is cheating.
Damn, maybe we should do a Tinder episode next time.
Oh, wow.
Okay, next one. Do you think it's cheating if a friend of the opposite gender drives you home late at night?
How late are we talking about?
Like a 2 a.m.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
No.
Yes.
What do you mean?
What? I would think it's cannot lah. Like, you cannot ask a friend of the opposite gender to drive you home so late at night. I think it's not appropriate.
That day you said, car, come back.
Right, like that day I did see a friend's car home.
And it was quite late and you were drunk somehow, right?
No, but the problem is he's my neighbour.
That's the thing we are talking about here. What? The friend of the opposite gender, whether he's your neighbour or not, send you
okay,
home,
wait.
What?
I would like to say neighbour is a different thing because they're literally travelling in the same direction. But if, let's say, this guy lives Pasir Ris, I make him send me back, then he go back Pasir Ris, I will feel it's a bit sus.
Right.
Because, let's be real, Singapore is a very safe country. You literally can get Grab anywhere, anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And the Grab is most likely to be safe.
Yeah, but what if, let's say, you are drunk, right? And he's uncertain about putting you in a cab with somebody else.
Right. Then in that case, okay, uh-huh. I think I have this kind of case before, and I'm shit drunk, right? And then my friend sent me home. Right? But then my friend would also inform my partner.
Right.
Like
yeah,
hey, that stupid bitch is drunk.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to pick her out. Do you want me to send her home? You know, that kind of vibes.
Yeah.
Then I think if it's established, like a three-way communication, then it's fine.
Yeah.
But it like, you sip. At night.
Yeah, sip. Then it's a different story. Anything to do with sip, right? It's a problem already. Yeah, because I think about it, right? If let's say my boyfriend goes out with a girl, right?
Mm.
And she cannot go home by herself. I will feel that my boyfriend is a shit guy if he leaves her there and then he just come back to me, you know? I will feel like, wow, this guy cannot say, because he left a girl who cannot take care of herself by herself. Ma.
Okay, then I will share this story, okay?
Okay,
so this is from my friend called Dragon Fruit.
Dragon Fruit?
Okay, so Dragon Fruit used to have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this time there was a company party or something like that, mm-hmm, okay? Mm-hmm. Then Dragon Fruit boyfriend and the friends and the company colleagues hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, she know one of the colleagues really like her boyfriend one.
Okay.
Then it just so happened, huh? At that night, the company party, right?
Mm-hmm.
That bitch was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened that the boyfriend, mm-hmm, Dragon Fruit's boyfriend, was the one assigned to bring her to her house.
Mm-hmm.
And the strange thing happened, which is she was so drunk and he didn't know her house that he brought, Dragon Fruit's boyfriend brought her home into their bedroom because he couldn't bring her home. So my friend Dragon Fruit went home and she's like, what the fuck is that bitch doing in our bedroom?
Right, right, right.
And then he went on and on about this story,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
That until today, I think he's full of shit.
Also, you think that he cheated lah?
I think he do have good intentions, oh.
Right.
No, because I feel, let's be real, I think there are a lot of options eh.
There's also a possibility because he has nothing to hide, right? Then that's why he bring her home. You know, like he's like, there's nothing to hide. That's why I'm bringing her home and be accountable for this person.
No, but that's the thing, right? Like, he will think it's okay and he thinks that way, which is absolutely fine. But he should know, right? Like, Dragon Fruit wasn't comfortable with her already.
Right.
You know, so like, knowing that you like, no matter what kind of argument you give that's as logical or as rational, you still cannot make this happen because you know your girlfriend has established,
this
bitch is my boundary, you know?
Guys who watch, what is that show called? Love is Blind. This is the classic example of Damien, Francesca, and Giannina. Guys, who watch Love is Blind, right? You watch this one, right? You will know what I'm talking about already. Classic example.
Right. Yeah. So that's why, like, when you see this friend of the opposite sex drive you home, I immediately got very triggered because I feel like, I have heard of stories like that before.
Mm.
And to me, it always feels like
there
are so many options, babe. You literally can put her in any hotel in Singapore. It's under $100, right?
Yeah.
That bitch can pay you back tomorrow one. Really? And you think that bitch want to go to your house, man?
Yeah.
I mean, let's say if I'm damn drunk and I'm with a guy friend, I'm not so close. I don't want to go to his house also.
Yeah.
I know it's my fault that I'm drunk, but I would assume that he's going to put me, you know, back at home with my boyfriend or put me in a neutral place like a hotel.
Right.
That's from my perspective.
Well, I'm just saying, like answering all these questions, right, just made me realize that there are so many perspectives and possibilities, you know, when it comes to this. And every one of us differ, obviously, from this conversation alone,
correct,
right? And it is so hard to reach a balance, you know, when two people come together and decide what is considered cheating and what is not.
Correct.
Because all of our experiences are very different.
Mm.
You know, like what we encounter in our lives are very different.
Correct.
So the triggering point is really, really very different.
Yes, yeah, like you never know, cinema triggers Nina. See, I'm actually quite shocked. Whereas like driving home at night triggers me.
You know,
that kind of thing.
Well, it's just bringing back some traumas in my life.
Yeah, so I think, right, this series of exercise, I hope we can at least conclude something, which I find quite interesting. Because I thought that we won't differ that much.
Right.
Right, we actually differ on the most stupid things.
I think like there's a lot of things involved, like intentions as well. Mm. Like in terms of the activities also, and the perspective, ma. So, well, I don't know. I just feel that honestly, at the end of the day, if a person want to cheat, will cheat already lah. Let's just say that way. There's no like background say if he do this, he confirm cheating.
Correct. Like I wish we could write a guide about it.
But there is not.
But I think it's really ambiguous. And I think to be safe here for all parties involved, right?
Mm.
If you're dating somebody, I think this is a hard conversation you need to have with your partner. The moment you get into a relationship. Because otherwise, you might step on landmines you didn't even know existed. Let's say one fine day, you just decided to go gold class with your work colleague. You go home, kena, you know.
Yeah, you really wouldn't know.
Yeah, and it's not going to be Nina's fault, you know. And it's not going to be your fault also. You know, it's kind of like no one's fault. The fault is that y'all just didn't come and communicate that, hey, these things will trigger me, you don't do first.
Yeah.
And I think most people in a relationship, they don't talk about hard stuff enough.
Yeah.
Right? That's why when cheating happens, right, both sides are like, shut up. Yeah, no, really. Like, you know, my Dragon Fruit one, right? The boyfriend is like, you know, like, I cannot leave her on the road. You know, like, he thinks he's right, she thinks she's right.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, right, with regards to this cheating episode, it just seems like everyone's perspective is different. It's better to have a conversation with the parties involved.
Mm. And I think that this set of questions, right, like, could be easily asked, you know, maybe you just send these questions to your boyfriend. Mm. Then at the count of 1, 2, 3, we'll send our answers in. Then you will see what differs, lor.
Yeah, okay. We're going to make it into a PDF on our IG, right? Yeah. And then you go and play with your boyfriend, you know, and then you'll ask each other these questions.
Yeah.
There's no right, there's no wrong.
Correct.
It's just questions.
Yeah, it's just
perspective. And that's fun.
And you know what? If you have any other questions like this, like dilemma questions, right? Mm. Regarding cheating especially, right? Mm. Let us know, because I want to know and I want to see what my limits are at. Because I've never sat down to, like, you know, calculate my limits at all. But today, like, really got some limits.
We look forward to your answers, okay? To see which of these questions, okay? Mm. Do you feel like, your answer differs greatly from ours, okay?
Yeah, and I think that these questions are just touching on the very surface of cheating. Like, it's a grey area kind. Mm. We haven't really got into the real, real cheating yet. Mm. Yeah, so we just want to find out from you guys, what do you all think about this surface level kind of cheating first?
And with that, ASMR sound the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Ah! But yes. Why can't you do it properly? Give it to me. How hard is it to wait?
I asked you to do just now, you don't want to do that now, you want to blame me? That's a very big red flag over there.
Yes.
Yes.
And with that, thank you so much for listening in to this episode of the Thirsty Sisters TTS. I'm Sylvia.
I'm Nina.
Bye.
You know what I'm going to do?
Why?
I'm going to ask Mandy to go cycling with me, and then we go satay by the way to eat.
I will wait at satay by the way. I don't care.